Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, so check this out. This happened a few months back, and I'm new to Reddit, so I'm just now finding a place to post about it. It was really weird, and I still think about it sometimes. A few months ago, my boyfriend and I were coming home from a trip to visit my family. We live in a small second-floor apartment that overlooks our parking lot. We were unpacking the car, bringing stuff upstairs little by little, and my family had sent us with a lot of food, so one load we brought up all that had to be unloaded into the fridge. As I was unloading the food, my boyfriend was standing at the corner and we were having a full conversation. I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but it was something you wouldn't just walk away from. Anyway, he's standing there and as I'm talking, I turn around to put something in the fridge, but when I looked back, he was gone. I was confused because, again, we were in the middle of a conversation that I was like, is he hiding from me? Is he just playing a joke? So I started laughing and looking for him around the apartment. After a few minutes, I started thinking, what the heck is going on? Because he was nowhere to be found. Sometimes he steps onto the patio to smoke, so I opened that door, and while he wasn't on our patio, I did see him downstairs unloading the car. I was really confused about how he got downstairs so fast and why he left in the middle of our conversation. Well, he came back up a few minutes later and had to knock because apparently the front door was locked and he didn't have his keys. How did the front door get locked with him outside without keys and me not knowing that somehow he left? The door is in the kitchen that I was in. I would have heard the door open and close, but I heard or saw nothing if he left. I was also just literally putting something down in the fridge, so I had my back to him for like a split second. How could he possibly get to the door so fast and me not see anything? None of it makes sense to me, and when I asked him about it, he had no idea what I was talking about and no memory of our conversation while I was unloading food. It's all so strange. Yesterday, my teenage kids and I were driving to meet with their grandparents across state, and we got there early and I had to pee. I sent off a text but didn't get a reply, so I decided just to go find a restroom as I still had time before we were supposed to meet. Not far down the road, at a light, we spotted them driving towards us in their green Kia and Grandma's hot pink hair. We all waved and I had my kids send off a text letting them know that we'd be right back. They texted back confused because they were on the east side of town at Subway because they had gotten there early and were hungry, and sure enough, when we got over there a few minutes later, they were finishing up their sandwiches. My oldest and I are creeped out. We made eye contact and waved, or I never would have bothered having him send off the text because we were so early. There can't be that many old ladies with bright pink hair and that specific color car and model. She's very easy to spot, and I'd have doubted myself if my kid hadn't also seen them and they also waved at us. I keep trying to logic it out, but it's just not logicking. Due to privacy concerns, I can't disclose my exact location. I live in a rural city in Washington State, and there was a major collision on the road near my house early Wednesday morning of last week. I was on my way to work but got stopped by the local deputies directing traffic at the accident scene. I had to call my manager and tell her that I would be late due to the backup. Well, I tuned into the local news after work to hear the details, and as it turns out, there was no accident. I understand that a minor crash could escape the local news headlines, but this one involved multiple vehicles. I remember seeing three ambulances parked next to the police. It was nuts. The following day, I scoured the local news and police Facebook updates to learn more about the large wreck, only to find it empty. I've asked neighbors and local police about it, and they have no recollection of it ever happening. Even worse, a local resident that I was chatting with on the morning of the accident was nowhere to be found today. On my way home this afternoon, I asked a local dog walker near the previous accident scene if he knew the guy I was talking to the previous day. I described the witness from head to toe so that there wouldn't be any confusion. At first, the dog walker looked at me with a dumbfounded expression, but then his expression changed to one of annoyance, as if he thought I was making a stupid joke. He told me that the guy I had allegedly spoken to had been dead for over a year. I don't know what to make of this. So, I was at work the other day, at a convenience store, and a guy bought some food and put $200 on his Cash App. His total came to around $225. He pulls out his cash, and it's a wad of 20s folded in half. I watch as he counts each bill, while also counting along. We both came to $240 at the same time. I said something like, "Alright, $240," and pause while I recount the money. I recount it twice, and somehow he's only given me $140. I try to suggest that maybe he gave me the wrong pile of 20s, but he looks as genuinely baffled as I do. He just counted out the rest, and I finished the transaction. Right after that happened, my first thought was that a glitch? This person includes several edits. They say, "All right, so as I'm writing this out, I'm wondering if he wasn't just trying to scam me. Was it on purpose to short me $100? There's another one. They say, "Thank you for all of the responses. When I first started writing this post, I legit thought that I had something. It wasn't till I was done typing it all that it actually clicked." Also, I always recount money, even if I watch them count it out loud right in front of me. There's always a chance that a bill was stuck to another, and that they gave me too much, or that they miscounted and shorted me. I'm from a very rural area, and we don't usually have to worry about scammers. It's almost always local folks that come in, and I usually know 90% of everyone that does. Personally, I feel like this glitch was really just some sleight of hand, and it feels like the poster agrees as well. So this happened about a month or two ago, and I've been trying to explain it away ever since, but I can't. To start the odd day off, I woke up that morning to me standing in the middle of my living room at 3 a.m. I used to sleepwalk as a child, but I haven't had an instance of that for at least 15 or, gosh, maybe 20 years. There was a general feeling of uneasiness, but I just went back to bed to get a bit more sleep before work. Work was crazy, but nothing really weird happened. But I did feel the same uneasy feeling from the morning all throughout the day. Finally, my day ends and I'm too tired to even think about dinner, so I decide to roll through the drive-thru and just pick something up. It was a relatively large order, and the guy on the comm seemed like he wasn't really paying attention, so I was worried he'd miss some of the order. Thankfully, it seemed like everything was there as they put everything into one paper bag until it was busting out at the top. The lady at the window had to hand it to me from the bottom of the bag because there was no slack to grab from at the top. Because of this, I had to wrap an arm around the bag and pull it into the car that way. I looked down into the heavy bag and saw how full it was and thought about going through to double-check the order, but I thought to myself, Well, if they did mess the order up, at least there's enough food for me to eat still. Plus, the receipt reflected the appropriate items, so I just put it directly into the passenger seat, taking note again at how heavy it was, and how it would have been better to give me two bags instead. I buckled it up to make sure it didn't tip over, as, again, it was a pretty beefy bag, and headed straight home, making no stops. I made it home and had a bunch of stuff to carry in, so I wasn't really paying attention when I went to grab the food bag and could grab it from the slack at the top. I walked inside and go immediately to change when my partner calls to me, "Did they not give us two bags?" I laugh to myself and say, "No, they just dumped everything into one bag until it was bursting out of the top. They should have used two, though." There's a slight pause, and then I hear, "Well, we're missing all of your food. They only gave us my food." I immediately go and check out the bag, and now it's only half full. But I do see indentations up the side of the paper bag where the corners from my boxes of food had pressed in and made indentations. My food was on top of my partner's. So my first thought was, oh, okay, it had to have fallen out in my car because it was clearly there when I put it in my passenger seat. When I tell you that I tore that car apart, I'm not lying. I checked the damn trunk and even the hood, and two boxes of food and a sandwich were absolutely nowhere to be found. I didn't lose any time on my way home. I know because I regularly check clocks due to my ADHD time blindness, sometimes even several times in a minute. And I know for a fact that every second was accounted for. There are no holes in the car floor or anywhere for it to have just fallen out. And I could physically see and feel that there was a ton of food in that bag when it was handed to me. So it's not like they didn't just give me the food. So somehow, in the time that it took me to drive home, half of my order vanished, and of course it was all of the food that I wanted for myself. As I said earlier, this happened about a month or two ago, and I still haven't found the food or any remnants, like boxes or wrappers, anywhere inside my place or my car. And if it was just hidden out of sight somewhere, I think I'd definitely be smelling it by now, but there's no old food smell anywhere either. Are there any possible explanations, or did I just live through a legitimate glitch in the Matrix? Here's what happened. I went to the metro to drive home from where I was, and there are, of course, two directions that I can take, but only one of those directions leads to where my apartment is. So I walked down the stairs to the direction I need to take and take the first metro that arrived. Until here, it's a completely normal ride in the metro until I look up at the display, which says we are now approaching the station that the other metro should be driving to. So I just brush it off, thinking the driver just made a mistake and we'll just enter the normal and expected station. In the metro of my city, there are doors on both sides of the wagon because different stations have different exits, left or right. The station I should be arriving at has the exit on the right side, but a woman goes to the left side of the wagon pretty confidently. I brush that off as well, thinking she doesn't know the city so good and is fooled by the wrong station being displayed. Now, we're arriving at the station, and we're at the station that the display said we were, even though it was 100% impossible to get there. The metro I took just came from the direction of the station that we had just arrived at, so what the F is going on? I hope this makes sense. If not, please tell me and I'll rewrite it with pictures of the metro map. But has anyone ever experienced anything like this, and what does it mean, if it means anything? This Redditor submits an edit that actually gives us a resolution to the story. I know some of us like happy endings. They say, "I told the story to my mom today and we went through the whole scenario together. Turns out I took the wrong platform and it wasn't a glitch at all. They say, I'm sorry, everyone. I could have sworn that I was right, but the mistake was on my side and not on the simulations. This time." I'm writing this in a bit of a panic because some weird stuff just happened, and it reminded me of a strange experience that my boyfriend had a while back. We live in a ground-level apartment in Nashville with good security, like key cards to access the buildings. A while back, maybe 6 months ago, my boyfriend called me around 2 p.m. on a weekday with a strange question. He asked me if I was standing outside our front door. I responded with the truth, which was I was at work still. He started fully freaking out, saying that he was just playing RimWorld and heard a loud knock at the door. He checked the peephole and saw who he thought was me, allegedly wearing the same clothes that I'd left in that morning. But I never use our front door. I have a key, so I'd let myself in, and not to mention, I was 20 minutes away in an office. He said that when he heard the knock and started approaching the door, he got sort of a sickly feeling like something was wrong. And when he looked through the peephole and saw me, he almost threw up from the feeling. This figure standing at the door was wearing a lanyard like I wear for work, dressed in the same clothes. But her head was down, and she was standing in a way that he described as really off. He was too scared to look through the peephole again and just hunkered down in the living room while we stayed on the phone. Also, disclaimer here, my boyfriend is a bit of an over-exaggerator at times, so I acknowledge that. But I'm also a firm believer in the spooky things in life, having my own paranormal experiences throughout the years with ghosts and cryptids. So, fast forward to today. We're gaming at like midnight and I hear a loud knock at the door. He didn't hear it, but I waited to see if there was another and decided it was probably just him knocking his chair into his desk or something. 10 minutes later, there's another knock, and we both hear it this time. We look at each other and then go to the door to look out. There's no one there, but there's a spot to the left of our door that isn't visible through the peephole, so I tell him not to open the door to check in case someone is there waiting for that very thing to happen. I go to close the blinds and keep listening for anything strange, but nothing else comes. This whole thing brought up the previous story of my apartment doppelganger, and I wanted to post it here in case anyone had any similar experiences with mimic-type things in urban areas. I myself had a run-in with a Wendigo when I lived up north, but I find it hard to believe those or skinwalkers would be here in a metro area. Does anyone have any inputs or similar stories or general information on what this could have been standing on the other side of our door that day? Man, I love doppelganger stories. All right, here's another one. I've experienced many odd and unbelievable events in my life, but this event has been on my mind for a few years now, and I've finally decided to share it. And pray I'm not the only one who's experienced something like this. Let's start from the beginning. I graduated from high school in 2019 and was promoted to supervisor for a kitchen in a nursing home down the street. Since I oversaw dinner, I didn't start work until about 3:30 in the afternoon and would get home at around 10. So for the first half of the day, I would be completely home alone. I enjoyed that time. Solitude was always nice, especially when you're as introverted as I am. Normally, I would sleep in until about noon, but this time I decided to relax on the couch in our main living room and watch Kitchen Nightmares. I remembered nodding off and falling into a light sleep, so any small noise would wake me up. The first few times I cracked my eyes open, it would just be from the cats jumping on me. So when I felt the cushion by my feet dip a bit, I figured it was just my cat, Peach. After a moment, I opened my eyes and realized my younger sister was sitting at the end of the couch, her back to me. I was half asleep, so I didn't really think much of it. I figured she just stayed home from school sick. So I just asked her if she could move her head so that I could see the TV, but she ignored me. Still facing the TV screen, annoyed, I asked her why she was home. Once again, she remained silent, coming to the conclusion that she was just being rude. Again, I closed my eyes and fell back asleep. After about another hour, I got up and started to get ready for work and noticed my sister wasn't in the room or in the house at all. Concerned, I called her. After trying to call her for a few times and getting nothing, I called my mom. She picked up and I asked her if Sis told her where she was going. My mother, confused, asked me what I was talking about. She dropped Sis off at school before going to work. My sister had been at school this whole time. In shock, I hung up and kept this to myself, convinced that I was losing my mind, that it was all in my head. But I remember that moment so vividly. What my sister was wearing, how she was sitting, how I felt a shift in the couch when she sat down. This wasn't a dream. This had to be real. There was something in my house with me that morning, and it wasn't my sister. So this happened a few years ago, and to this day, I have zero explanation. It was a very stormy, windy night. It was around 2 in the morning, and I was in the living room FaceTiming a friend like I usually would do. All of a sudden, I hear a thump, thump, thump at our entrance door, and this has me super spooked. I thought somebody was knocking. I then hear my dad wake up to check out the sound, and he looked outside first, and there was nothing. We knew we both heard this sound, so we checked the security cameras, and there was absolutely nothing that could have made this noise. I know I wasn't asleep or dreaming because I texted my friend the moment that it happened. My dad also still remembers. I know it was a knocking sound. Does anyone else have an experience like this? I don't believe in ghosts, and I'm not very religious. I just want to know how this happened. It wasn't thunder or lightning. I never really celebrate my birthdays that big, and usually I just have my best friend over, just like last year. We put some pizzas into the oven, set a timer, and went to my room and chatted a bit. We came back a few minutes later to see how much time was left, and when we came back into the kitchen, my mom was currently helping my little sister with her homework. We stood there and looked at the timer for a while, when suddenly it just seemed to stop for a solid 10 seconds or so. I looked around, confused, and so did my friend. At first, I thought our oven might have just had a technical issue, but when I looked at my mom and my sister, they seemed to be completely frozen. And then time just went on again. I didn't think much of it, but then while eating the pizzas, my friend asked if that 1 second also appeared so oddly long to me. Now, this has mainly become an inside joke between me and my friend, but I still think about it as it just seems so weird to me.